You walk the talk, you walk the walk, and you walk your talk. But how do you inspire others to walk their talk? Welcome to episode 213 of the Walking Leader Podcast. As always, the Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. My name is David Guerra, and I'm here to help you every step of the way. So without delay, let's get this episode started. So again, welcome to episode 213. This episode is all about converting self-leadership. How do we convert self-leadership? So we have to look at it as we have to take care of ourselves first. We have to put ourselves out in front. We have to make ourselves number one. Because if we don't take care of ourselves, if we don't look out for ourselves first, what good are we going to be to anybody else? Especially those that look to us as for leadership. Not, right? We're not going to be good to them. Because if we're not good to ourselves, we're not taking care of ourselves. So if we're not leading ourselves first, how can we be expected to successfully lead others? So you must first have that under control, self-leadership. And then because you have it under control, you are converting that. You are converting that. And there's a lot of things to it, but it's really down to one thing. You lead by example. You're leading by example. There's nothing else to it. There's nothing more to say. That is how you convert self-leadership, because others will see that you are walking your talk. And again, let's go into the puns. Let's go into the cliches. Let's do it because it makes sense. You're not only walking your talk, but you're putting your money where your mouth is, right? You are taking what you are doing and you are using that as a tool to inspire and motivate others. See how that goes? So what you're doing, and they're going to see this and they're going to get it. And because you're out there saying it, and you're out there doing it. See, it's like do as I do, right? Not as I say, as opposed to those that, well, do as I say, not as I do. Then, you know, those are not self-leaders. Those are conflicts. Those are conflicted individuals. Those are conflicts. Walking massive conflict. Because how can they expect to inspire and motivate others if they're not willing to put in the work themselves? So you see how that goes? It's a little crazy. I understand it. It's a little wacky, but you are taking the time, you are putting in the work, and you are doing what you're doing. You're doing what you're saying. Therefore, you're walking your talk and you're putting your money where your mouth is. It's just that simple. Now, at this point, you're going to ask yourself, what is the purpose of converting self-leadership? Well, the purpose of converting self-leadership is to prove that we, those of us that are self following and doing and doing what it takes to be self-leaders and to self and lead ourselves, there we go, is to prove that we're on that right track towards creating our own success as our own leader, right? Where we take the advantage, we take the initiative, we self-motivate, we self-inspire. And as I mentioned, we're also want to inspire and motivate others to take control of themselves first before ever thinking about throwing their hat into the ring and attempting to, well, become leaders of others, because people will see right through that. And of course, while that's all going on, we also want to know that we're obtaining the feedback, and that we're getting that feedback in some form. And usually it's in the observation that others are emulating what we're doing, that others are seeing and they're taking control of their lives and they're doing what they need to do to succeed in what they want to accomplish, to escape from what they have to get themselves away from, and basically just to live a better, happier life, because again, they're not turning to anyone for what they can provide themselves. Now, the next question we're going to ask is, why do we need to convert self-leadership? And it's an easy answer, but it's also a difficult answer, because we need to convert self-leadership to ensure that we are the living embodiment of, as I mentioned before, that do as I do mindset, right? Because I'm doing it. I'm actually happening. I'm actually making it. It's actually occurring. And I'm putting my words into actions. So do as I do. And that's a mindset in itself. And so we're living that mindset. We are doing that. And as opposed to, well, I'm the boss and you do as I say. Don't worry about what I do. That's not self-leadership. Again, as I mentioned, it's just a clump of conflict. That doesn't work that way. Why else do we need to convert self-leadership? Well, we must be the leader that is true and genuine to him or herself first, then to be genuine and authentic to others. As I mentioned, we got to take care of ourselves first. And also, we need to convert self-leadership. And when we're doing that, we must never forget that we are leading ourselves. And with that, we must become and remain the leaders we have always wanted to follow, that we have always wanted to have ahead of us, that we have always wanted to be. I recall for the longest time in my life that I've seen great leaders. I've experienced great leaders. And it's like, you know what? When that moment comes, I want to be just like that leader. It's a long, hard path. It's a long, hard journey. But if you set your mind to it, you set goals to it, and you say, hey, this is where I want to go. This is who I want to be. Getting there will be that much easier. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's going to be difficult, too. But because you have those goals of, I want to emulate this type of leader. I want to be like that type of leader. I want to be a great leader. Then it gets a little bit easier. Now let's shuffle on over to another. Two questions in one. When and where should we be converting self-leadership? Well, as we are always practicing and living self-leadership to the extent that, well, that's who we are. That's who we become. Therefore, we are always converting what we do through the principle of leading by example. We've got to lead by example. And to get there, we have to lead ourselves first. There's the example part. Do as I do. I cannot stress that anymore. I probably will try to stress it some more. But I hope you're getting that point, that it all has to do with leading by example. And the principle of leading by example is non-negotiable. And where should we be converting self-leadership? Wherever we stand, wherever we are. It's that simple. Because it begins with us. It ends with us. The self, ourselves, that's who it begins and ends with. And once we get it, once we have it happening, once it's going, then others will see that. But if we don't have the guts, if we don't have the wherewithal, if we don't have the time or the patience to commit to any of that, then there's no way we could be self-leading ourselves, have any form of self-leadership, let alone trying to inspire and motivate others to lead themselves. So it's tricky. It's a slippery slope sometimes, but no matter what, where is everywhere, when is all the time, because we're living that. So ensure that we are working to get to that point, that we are now living it, that it becomes not just a habit, but it becomes a lifestyle. And then somewhere along the line, somebody will pick up on it. Somebody will catch us and somebody will say, hey, I like what you're doing and I think I'd like to do what you're doing. Now, the big question is, and I've alluded to it, I've kind of talked about it, but in explaining the converting, how do we convert? How do you convert self-leadership? Well, first of all, as I mentioned, it begins with you. You have to believe in yourself. You do not pull any punches or try to pull the wool over anyone's eyes, especially your own. It's not going to work. You start pulling punches, you start trying to deceive yourself, then everyone else is going to see right through you. They're going to see that you're a scam, you're a sham, you're a fool. And when that happens, guess what? It's not going to happen. So you have to believe in yourself, your true self. Just be yourself. Be your true and authentic self to yourself first. And remain that to yourself. Of course, then others will start seeing that. You don't have to try to win them over. Win yourself over first. Then, through the natural progression and propagation, others will start to see who you are, what you're made of, what you believe in, what you bring to the table, and then they'll start picking up on it. So do not, and please do not, and so many have tried, so many have done this also, and I've seen where people just fail at this. Do not try to force self-leadership or converting that self-leadership onto others. Everyone has their own time and place to get it, and they'll get it. They will get it. Some will get it right away. Some will get it halfway through, and some of them will get it later on, but eventually everyone gets it. Everyone at their own time, at their own pace, and at their own place. So don't force it. So when it comes to converting self-leadership, you can be your very best friend or your own worst enemy. But it all falls on you. You want to be the leader. You want to step into the ring one day and take the helm, and you want to be in charge, and you want to be everybody, the one that everybody turns to. Well, are you turning to yourself first? Are you taking that step up? Are you showing them, hey, I'm not afraid to step up? Are you telling yourself, hey, I'm not afraid to step up, long before you tell anybody else? Do you just get up and say, okay, it's not going to get itself done. I've got to do it. I've got to step up. And achieving that and taking that and making that, as I mentioned, not just a habit, but a lifestyle. Remember, it takes 21 days to make a habit, 90 days to make a lifestyle. So you take that self-leadership and you work on it and you work on it, and you constantly are going to forever work on it, because just like any form of leadership, it takes work. Constant, consistent work. And it becomes part of your life, and it becomes what you wake up. It becomes part of what you do when you wake up. It becomes part of what you do when you go to bed, and everything in between. Self-leadership. And it's when you've achieved that level that it is who you are. It's the embodiment of who you are. Then others will start picking up on it. Then others will see that, hey, you believe in yourself. They'll see that you are being true and authentic to yourself, and you are practicing what you preach. You put your money where your mouth is, and you're out there every day doing this because that's who you are. That's who you become. That's who people see. And guess what? They're going to want to emulate you. Why? Because again, you are leading by example. So don't be afraid to lead by example. And you do that first off by leading yourself. And that's the trick to all of this, is you've got to lead yourself long before you even think about leading others. And folks, that's how you convert self-leadership. That's how you make it better. That's how you create new leaders, by creating a leader within you first. All right, everybody, we've reached the end of this episode. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, leave me a voicemail at the Walking Leader Hotline at 956-720-0060, or tweet it to me at Dave Guerra, all one word, Dave Guerra. And you've been listening to the Walking Leader podcast with me, David Guerra. I invite you to come back next time, where we continue taking the steps on our walking leader journey to becoming better leaders and followers. And remember, we must always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader, and a leader that is truly great to follow.